Before I do anything else, though, what I want to do is start hour number three by having a conversation with the head basketball coach at the University of Houston. He is in his eighth season with the Cougars. He is a two-time AAC Coach of the Year. Last season led Houston to its first Final Four since 1984, led Houston to their first conference tournament title since 2010. They're out quickly once again. They are 8-1 overall. They're number 13 in the coaches poll, and they are at number 9, Alabama, on Saturday. So another big game. Kelvin Sampson is my guest. Kelvin, there is so much to talk to you about, but first off, let me start with you. How are you doing? How is your life right now, Kelvin?
Well, first of all, Jim, always good to be on with you, my friend. Everything in Houston's going good. You know, we have a team I really like, tough kids. They really compete, play together. You know, we had a tough loss to Wisconsin, a really good Wisconsin team, by the way, in the Maui Classic in Las Vegas. That was our hiccup, but I think we learned from that, and we've had three games at home since then that we've won. So, yeah, getting ready for a big one at Alabama on Saturday.
That's it. You got a big one against Alabama Saturday. Kelvin Sampson, my guest. Kelvin, when you start the conversation by saying, I like my guys, they're tough, they play some defense, I know you're in a pretty good spot because that's exactly what you're looking for. You did beat Alcorn State last night, 77-45. That was a game, Kelvin, where Marcus Sasser had 17 points. He had a career-high 6 steals. What did he show you last night, just as a not just as a player, but also as a leader?
You know, sometimes when you play these bye games, you have, especially when you've played Virginia and Oregon and Wisconsin, Butler, some of those schools, you have to be really careful about your leadership, making sure that the players are really focused on playing the game. You know, I believe in karma. I think there's a lot of karma involved in preparation and how you prepare your mindset. And having a guy like Marcus is such a godsend for any coach. He's a very serious young man, comes from a tremendous lineage with his uncle Jason Sasser and Gerald Sasser, both having played in the NBA, and Marcus's father is their brother. So he comes from a great basketball family, but very mature kid, real quiet. He's learning to lead his way. Just his defense last night, how hard he played, getting on the floor, being the first one on the floor after loose balls, always pays attention in the huddles, serious about his preparation. Marcus is our leader. Our kids really look up to him. You know, he's in his third year here. He knows nothing but winning, and he's been a huge part of all of our teams.
We are talking to Kelvin Sampson. You know, Kelvin, you're coming off an amazing year that included a tournament title, that trip to the Final Four. I'm not saying you would ever do it because you're not built like this and you're not wired like this, but when you have that kind of success, there might be a concern that some might rest on their laurels, but you have been demanding, how do we go from good to great? How have you gone about addressing and trying to answer that question?
Yeah, so there's certain benchmarks that we try to hit every game, and I hold them accountable for this. For instance, rebounding. You know, the most important rebounding stat to me is always defensive rebounding, because your goal is to allow teams one shot. And if you can clear clean rebounds, it triggers your offense going the other way. On the other hand, when you shoot and miss, are you a team that's going to try to get second, third shots, or are you going to get back and try to build your defense in transition? So, you know, everything we do game to game is built off rebounding. You know, second and third shots has kind of been our MO around here. But to get an offensive rebound, Jim, we've convinced our kids that it takes two people. Oh, somebody's got to be the kamikaze guy, go in there and tip and keep it alive. Then another guy has a chance to come in and clean it up and get it. And if we don't have a clear path to put it back in when we do get the offensive rebound, we kick it out, and our terminology for that is daggers. We score a lot of points. We score a lot of points on second and third shots. And to do that, you have to have in-game goals. For instance, one of our goals is to get 30 tips. And you can tell you have a good culture when you hear the players on the bench when they come out, or the guys that are on the bench. They're always checking with our assistant coach that tracks our tips. How many do we have? You know, like at the end of the game last night, we're playing a team that we're up 30 on, and our guys are going, we have 28 tips. We got to get two more. Now, part of that's because they don't want to run, which is what they'll have to do if they don't get the 30 tips. But the other part is that keeps them engaged in the game. It keeps them connected to a goal, something we're doing. And to me, that kind of allows you not to overlook anybody and play the game the right way. That it's an important game because it is our next game. You know, sure, we got Alabama coming up on Saturday, but we wanted to get 30 tips last night. I think we wound up with 11 or 12 offensive rebounds, something like that. But to get 30 tips means our kids were competing and really tuned in to what our goals were in the game. And to me, that's how we've got to play. Nights when you're making a ton of shots, tips aren't as important maybe, but you're going to have you're always going to have games where the ball doesn't go in. Can you win games when you're not making shots? And to me, that's how you go from good to great.
We're talking to Kelvin Sampson. That's a really interesting response, Kelvin. So, like, when you're looking for players, obviously you're looking for a fit, but you want somebody who's going to buy in. You want somebody who's going to understand the culture. You want somebody who's going to understand exactly what it is you're talking about. So what's that fine line between finding that guy who's really gifted, who's got that great talent, versus that person who understands this is the way we do things around here?
Now, that's a great question. You know, sometimes it comes down to something as simple as this, Jim. I watch a kid play and somebody that's talented and one of my guys likes him, and I'll look at him and say, would you rather coach that kid or do you have a problem coaching against him? You know, some of the more talented guys, I'd much rather coach against some of those guys, whereas a guy maybe not as talented or as ballyhooed, a kid that just does whatever it takes to help his team win the game. You know, whether it's deflections, loose balls. Sure, he can score, but it's what do you do to impact winning other than putting the ball in the basket? And do you understand that? And that's where the evaluation part of recruiting becomes important. You know, if you're at a certain level of school, you're probably recruiting more than you're evaluating. But at a school like Houston, we have to be really good at evaluating kids that will fit into our culture. For instance, our little point guard last night, Jamal Shedd, last year he didn't get to play very much because he backed up Dejan Giroux, who was our senior point guard. But this kid was in the shadows learning and working. But I remember recruiting him out of high school. He played on Jermaine O'Neal's Drive Nation AAU team out of Dallas. And we just loved his toughness, his competitiveness, and we thought he'd be a great fit for us. Last night, he had 11 assists and no turnovers. The game before, he had 4 assists and no turnovers. So this is a kid that we evaluated and said it's a great fit for our program. I had no idea at the time who was recruiting. I didn't know what offers he had, but I do know that kid fit us. And that's why evaluating and the evaluation part of the recruiting process is so important.
We are talking to Kelvin Sampson. He is the head coach at Houston. You know, Kelvin, I'm kind of struck by what you said about, you know, a school like Houston or a program like Houston. Here's the thing. The only program over the past 3 years with more wins than yours is Gonzaga. This is really elite company to be keeping. You and I have talked about where that program was when you arrived. What's it mean to you to be where you are right now?
Well, I'm happy and I'm proud, but I'm really happy for the people that supported us from day one. You know, when you win, everybody loves you. You know, it's like, you know, winning has many fathers, and losing is an orphan. You know, there's not many people around when you're losing. But when we got here, Mac Rhodes, who's now the AD at Baylor, and I talked about this job and the road that we're going to have to travel to get it there. And I had a vision for how we had to do it each step. And he supported me. And then 4 months in, he takes the AD job at Missouri. And Mac is still a really good friend of mine. Love Mac to death. And then Hunter Yurecek comes in as the AD. And Hunter's really the one that moved the facility part of our plan forward. You know, the Guy V. Lewis Development Center is a beautiful basketball-only building that houses everything that we need from a practical standpoint on a day-to-day basis, but also it's a tremendous recruiting tool. And then Tillman Fertitta, who is the owner of the Houston Rockets, chairman of our Board of Regents, been so good to me in our program. Writes us a check for $20 million to put his name on our brand-new renovated basketball arena. It was Hoffine's Pavilion. Now it's the Fertitta Center. And that place has become a huge home court advantage for us. And then Chris Pesman comes in as the my third AD. And Chris has been awesome. Whatever we've needed, he never says no. He says, let's find a way to do it, because he knows that whatever we ask for is something that the program needs. You don't ask for something personal. You always ask for something that's important for the program, because the program is bigger than any individual, obviously. So I've had great support from administration. And then our president, Renu Couture, is so pro athletics, and her and her husband Suresh sit courtside at every single game. So, you know, coaches and players win games, Jim, but administrators win championships. And the big reason why we've been so successful here is I've had unbelievable support from the top down. It starts with President Couture and the great ADs I've worked for.
So critical if you're a head coach, and any would tell you that. Kelvin Sampson joining me for another moment or so. So, Kelvin, you got that big opportunity coming up on Saturday night. You face number 9, Alabama. I had Nate Oates on the show last week. We were talking about why he wants to face great teams early in the season. A lot of coaches might want to avoid a game like this. What do you like about a game like this at this juncture of the year?
I think it exposes you. You know, we played Virginia. We played Wisconsin, Oregon, Butler, Hofstra probably should have beat us. We were lucky to win that game. But it also exposed us, things that we needed to work on. But, you know, going on the road, I think every team needs to, at least my teams, we need to play a tough road game in a tough environment. Just to see how our young guys, you know, we lost 4 starters from last year's team. Quentin Grimes, Dejon Giroux, Bryson Gresham, and Justin Gorham. Those 4 guys were the heart and soul of this program. And so we brought back basically 1 starter in Marcus Sasser. So we're plugging all these new guys in. So I've never seen them play a true road game. And you've got to be able to learn from that experience before you head into conference. So basketball is not about going undefeated. You know, nobody's going to go undefeated. And I don't think coaches should be afraid to lose a game. It's okay to lose a game. You know, you play – if we have a schedule where we play at Alabama, at Gonzaga, at Illinois, wherever, you're going to lose some of those games. But you learn so much from it. We have a good team. Now, how much better can we get? Well, you won't know unless you play teams that can make you better, and that's what Alabama is for us.
I like it. There's only one way to find out. He's in his 8th season with the Cougars, a 2-time Conference Coach of the Year, led Houston to their first Final Four since 1984 last season. At number 9, Alabama on Saturday, we consider him a very good friend of the program. He is Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, I do appreciate you. I do appreciate the relationship, and it's always good to talk basketball with you and have you on the show. Kelvin, thanks so much for that.
Ditto. Jim, appreciate being on with you, brother.
Always good to have you, Kelvin. I mean that. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. You do this as long as I've done this, and you have certain relationships, and Kelvin Sampson has always been one of those guys who's come on the program and given you that, man. Very tough, very old school, very determined, very driven, very demanding. Cares about the kids, and they win. And he said, I got a great situation here. I got a great administration. And I've had a number of people come through here, and they do what's best for the program.